The trade union SIPTU has called for a review of the public service pay agreement because of the impact of rising inflation on its members. Deputy General Secretary John King said progress on pay increases and on the restoration of austerity cutbacks have been totally eroded by the rising cost of living. The agreement provides for a review if underlying assumptions have significantly altered. John King joins me now on the line. A very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the programme, Mr. King. So this agreement expires, if I'm correct, at the end of the year. Talks are due to, on a new deal, are due to get underway perhaps within months, but you want all that brought forward. What are you looking for?
Okay, so what we don't have at this moment in time, as we're talking, is a clear line of thought or sight on when any new talks process is going to begin. You are right that the current agreement, Building Momentum, expires at the end of this year. But as we are now a little over a year, you know, a year and a quarter into that agreement, what we do know is that the underlying assumptions underpinning the agreement around low inflation and, you know, that agreement done at a time of economic uncertainty, maybe because of the impact of the pandemic and so on, that those issues have now changed all fundamentally.
So the agreement provides for, I think, is it fairly low single figure increases, as you say, based on this assumption of continuing low inflation. That clearly, for the moment anyway, isn't the case. So are you looking for significantly higher pay increases before the end of this year?
Well, what we're looking for is we're looking for the government side to agree with us and to invoke the review that's provided for within the agreement. As we're talking to you now, there is nothing on the table and there is nothing off the table. But quite clearly, the value of the pay concessions to employees in this agreement have been completely eroded. And it is happening at a time when we do know that the economy is performing well, when the economic finances are improving at a faster rate than was anticipated. And it's also at a time when we do know that the ESRI and the central bank are indicating that public sector productivity is in a very positive place and is going to continue to be so. It's estimated to continue to grow by about 5% over the next 2 years. So we do think that the time is now to have a conversation about what's happened within the existing agreement and what does the pathway look like for a negotiation for a new agreement.
I suppose the trouble here is that if inflation is the target, it's a moving target. I mean, we have economists now saying that it could peak before the end of the year at maybe 6 or 8%. So is it a pay increase that would match that sort of rise in the cost of living? Or would you look, for example, at some temporary one-off payments that might cushion the blow to some extent?
Okay, so one of the things that we're not at this stage at is tabling those kind of issues in this forum. What the agreement provides for under clause 5.7 is a review when the assumptions underpinning the agreement are no longer fit for purpose. That's the basis upon which the review has to start. Clearly, the issue around the pay increase and the value of the pay increase do need to be addressed. The agreement still has a bit to travel.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering, I mean, your own members maybe are wondering, as they struggle with rising household bills, you know, what are you, as their union, going in looking for?
We're going in looking to have an engagement with the government side to see what scope or what capacity may exist to be able to address this issue. And the issue is that the value of the current agreement, the payment percentages under the current agreement, have been completely eroded by the rate of inflation. Now, we would have had some kind of understanding from the economists listening to what they were saying that this may be a short-term spike in inflation, but that is not looking like that's going to be the case. It is looking like that is going to continue for some time.
All right, John.
So we will need the government side to engage with us on this issue.
John King, Deputy General Secretary of SIPTU, thank you for that.